I'm Patrick Scahill for Connecticut Public Radio. New England's controversial Northern Pass Energy Project is on hold. The nearly 200-mile-long transmission line would have brought in hydropower from Canada, but recently got blocked by regulators in New Hampshire. Meanwhile, Connecticut is wrestling with its own clean energy problems, citing solar energy. And as Connecticut Public Radio reports, in this case, it's not state regulators, but small towns that are pushing back. Kathy Austin is a state senator, and she's co-chair of Connecticut's powerful Appropriations Committee. She's also first selectman of a small rural town in eastern Connecticut called Sprague. And she can tell you that when it comes to siting a 20-megawatt solar project there, the politics are complicated.
It's more of a gray discussion than a black and white discussion.
Think Byzantine politics with a modernist clean energy edge and a laundry list of bureaucratic players, like the State Department of Energy and Environmental Protection. It issued a request for clean energy projects in 2013. From 47 proposals, it chose two, including Sprague.
So we learned about it in the newspaper, actually.
But the town still didn't know where exactly the project was going, which brings us to our next bureaucratic player, the State Siting Council.
Anything that's of a utility size is determined by the Siting Council. It's not determined by the town. So our planning and zoning had nothing to do with this project.
A location was ultimately finalized with the Siting Council signing off in 2015, which raised all sorts of concerns among abutters, those people who own abutting property. That whole not in my backyard thing.
I think that we have to be careful of that, too, because we do need green energy. So I think that there's a lot more to the discussion than just saying don't cut down any trees and don't use any farmland.
About 50 miles west in the town of Simsbury, siting solar on farmland has been a big hang-up. The developer, Deepwater Wind, wants to build a solar project on about 290 acres of space, some of which was farmed. The siting council says they can, but many abutters are still holding out.
I just never expected something like that when I moved up here.
During a recent public meeting, John Martel and several other residents, mostly those living adjacent to the project, came before town officials to urge them to appeal the decision.
This is going to change the character of our town.
It would greatly impact my property and, of course, my property value.
To not appeal at this point would basically be conceding and hoping for the best.
So just a few minutes later, the town did appeal. Eric Wellman is Simsbury's first selectman. He says he thinks there is a way that the project can be built in town, but that Simsbury appealed because it wants public safety concerns addressed in writing.
So it's really important to us that there's a comprehensive soil testing plan, water testing plan, among other things. I would say dropping our appeal is contingent on us being comfortable that those plans are sufficient.
Sprague's Kathy Austin says that's a good idea.
Talk to the neighbors. Make sure that you have documented any issue they might have with their land right up front. And that's something that I would have done a lot earlier.
That's because in November, construction stalled on the Sprague solar project. Cutbacks to trees made stormwater runoff to nearby properties so bad that the state issued a cease and desist order, stopping work. Austin says construction has since started back up. And more than 4 years later, she's hopeful that work on the Sprague Solar Farm will wrap up next month. Still, she says siting big solar means more communities might have to put state and regional needs before their own. And if we want to meet our renewable energy goals, projects like these must be built in someone's backyard. Patrick Scahill, Connecticut Public Radio.